Andy, I'm not sure what you were thinking after 75 minutes, 80 minutes. I was thinking I'd take a point, but we came really strong that last 10, 15 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah, no, listen, we needed to win the game. You know, and sometimes on the sidelines we have to have tough discussions, and bringing Dents on meant that we had a bit more of an aerial threat and it caused a bit of chaos. And in the end, it ended up falling to someone who's not known for heading in, Mikey Afuye, who headed it back across to Gabs. And, you know, Gabs, you know, has kept his composure and scored. So, you know, sometimes we've had to change the shape today and work within parameters, because, listen, these are a fantastic team. They'll go on and win the league, I've no doubt about it. So, you know, we've just got to make sure that we are looking after ourselves when we're going into games and trying to win as many as we can.
It was a really keenly contested game, wasn't it? It really was, the whole game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they have a certain way of playing, and if you know what we've had them watched a lot, and you know the work we did on them since, you know, when we played them at their place, you know, we just felt that we could hurt them in certain areas. But you know, listen, it was a tight game. They're a very, very good side, and you know, I'm sure they might argue, you know, a draw might have been a fair result, but it was always going to be one opportunity to in a game like that to win it. And you know, thankfully, we've come out the victors in that.
They carried a real threat from corners, didn't they, actually, but we managed to keep them out.
Just said that to the lads in terms of just the full mentality today, not just physically but tactically today. You know, because we played on Tuesday, we didn't have barely any time to you know, talk to them about how we were going to attack this game, other than when we did name the team. But that's what we want here. We want players that can take on board information to adapt, and also make sure that you know, we keep the ball out the back of the net. And you're going to have to ride your luck against teams at the top of the division. And but I think also we created a lot of chances as well.
I think in the first half we cleared a couple of
off.
I think in the first half we cleared a couple off the line, but funny enough, I remember after the away game, their manager saying, "That's not luck; it's good defending."
Well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. It's not. It's good defending, and that's players wanting to keep the ball out the back of the net and having that desire, determination to not concede. And listen, we stood here after Stafford and it wasn't good enough. We were disappointed, but again, the reaction from there, we've gone to Atherton on, you know, a tough pitch, and we've won the game, and then we've come back home against Radcliffe, and fitness levels have been excellent again. A few adjustments in the team, you know, a few tactical adjustments, and can't fault the lads there at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the fitness, because I remember speaking to you early in the season, and you said you'd given all the players fitness targets. So do you think that's the kind of thing that paid off today, in the last 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, I think everybody that was on the pitch, you know, I know we had to take Reece off and Tongi, but they were done, they were spent. They played Tuesday night as well, and sometimes we have to sacrifice people to try and get the results that we want. But those two players that come off, I couldn't have asked them to run anymore. And the players that were on the pitch just had a little bit extra, or you know, a little bit more that we needed in the latter part of the game. And you know, like I said, the fitness side of it, it should never be questioned with our team. We should want to be the fittest team on the pitch. And, you know, I think in certain aspects today we showed that. It was just at times a little lack of quality when we got in that final third in terms of decisions or you know, getting a bit more power behind the shots, which was similar for them really as well. But, you know, make no bones about it, that's a fantastic result today. They're the top scorers in the league. You know, they score for fun, and we've kept a clean sheet, and it's, you know, thoroughly deserved.
Did we get lucky with a handball for Aidan, would you say?
Handball, I can't remember that one.
They were going berserk about it. I thought it was handball, didn't they?
Yeah. No, I can't really remember it.
Okay, so it's Marine away next week. They're on the 4G, aren't they? And I think we're unbeaten on 4G this year. We're certainly.
Ivor, come on, mate. You can't be saying this now. Again, another really tough team that we're going to come up against. Yeah. One that, you know, they're fighting to get in the playoffs. You know, so we've just got to make sure now that we look after the lads and we're ready to go for next Saturday.
Right, it's great. So 6 points off Redcliffe. Got to be
cheers, Ivor. Thank you. Mm-hmm.